Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in the operations area. It is 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Central. We're going to look at the latest information on Hurricane Sally. We got aircraft in there now, just dissecting the storm, looking at every aspect of it, the winds at every level, trying to determine the latest information on the structure and the winds. 100 mile an hour winds is the latest information, moving the whole system, moving west northwest at 6 miles an hour. We're about 105 miles east southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River. So that's the latest data on Hurricane Sally. So let's look at the situation. So the center right about here, you can see some of that, the convection, the big thunderstorms and the yellows and the reds here. But look at these rain bands setting up. We've been talking about these are the areas that you can get that torrential rainfall. You can get the possibility of tornadoes in here. So all threats that you can think of associated with these tropical systems, you can get with this hurricane. So we're going to be keeping a close eye on it. But the big story here is just a slow movement. The movement is so slow. This is the latest advisory that we have from 4 p.m. Central. And you really look at the expanse of the tropical storm force winds extending out over 100 miles away from the center. But the big thing here is just slow. So right here, 4 p.m. Central, this right here, that's 1 p.m. 1 p.m. on Tuesday, 1 a.m. Wednesday, 1 p.m. Wednesday. That's not a lot of movement. So with that slow movement, somewhere within this cone, remember, pay attention to the cone. Two-thirds of the time, you can see the center somewhere inside that cone. So don't focus just on that center. Don't focus on that track. We can still have the forecast move a little bit and put some of those core winds over portions of Mobile. So really watching this forecast real close, and watch, it doesn't go very fast even inland. So portions of central Alabama, even into Georgia, could see this big time rainfall. So let's look at that rain. Torrential rainfall. So right along that center, you can almost see where the forecast is, right along that center, and to the right is where you get most of the heavy rainfall. So the Weather Prediction Center looking at these values, 15 to 20 inches of rain for portions of the Mississippi coast, the Alabama coast, and a large area, 10 to 15 inches of rain encompassing the Florida Panhandle back through portions of Alabama and Mississippi. That's torrential rainfall, very dangerous. And you're going to see that in those rain bands where you get those tornadoes and that heavy rain occur, a prolonged time of this heavy rain. And moving inland, look at that rain. That's all 6 to 10 inches of rain possible for portions of central Alabama into north Georgia. So let's look at the storm surge. That's the other aspect of this that could be incredibly dangerous. The latest information that we have, because it's a slow system, there's time to really push that water, not just on the coast, but inland as well. So mouth of the Mississippi River over to Ocean Springs, some of those areas, 7 to 11 feet of storm surge. Ocean Springs over to Dauphin Island, 6 to 9 foot of storm surge. Just a dangerous, very dangerous, life-threatening situation in these areas. 4 to 7 foot from Dauphin Island over the Florida border, and also Florida border all the way to the Walton County line over here, 2 to 4 foot of storm surge. So a very dangerous situation. And remember, when we talk about the storm surge, it's not just on the coast, it's on those coastal barriers, but it can go well inland, Grand Bay National Wildlife Refuge, over into Alabama. You can see some of these areas getting that dangerous storm surge. So this is the latest information from the National Hurricane Center on Hurricane Sally.